Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a place where you feel a strong sense of belonging. The topic, describe a place where you feel a strong sense of belonging, is a popular theme in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to express personal experiences, emotions, and cultural connections. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests due to its universal appeal and the rich vocabulary it can elicit from test takers. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your home, community, or places you feel comfortable. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: Do you feel a strong sense of belonging to your hometown? Sample answer: Absolutely. I have a deep connection to my hometown, Hanoi. It's where I grew up and formed my earliest memories. The familiar streets, the bustling markets, and the rich history all contribute to my sense of rootedness. Even when I'm away, I find myself yearning for the unique atmosphere and cultural experiences that only Hanoi can offer. Question: What makes a place feel like home to you? Sample answer: For me, a place feels like home when it resonates with my personal values and lifestyle. It's not just about the physical space, but also the emotional attachments I form. A home should be a sanctuary where I can truly be myself, surrounded by cherished possessions and memories. The presence of loved ones, familiar scents, and the comfort of routine all play crucial roles in creating that sense of belonging. Part 2, Long-Term. Now, let's look at a potential cue card for this topic. Describe a place where you feel a strong sense of belonging. You should say, where this place is, how you first came to know this place, what you do there, and explain why you feel a strong sense of belonging to this place. Sample answer: The place where I feel a strong sense of belonging is my grandparents' old house in the countryside. It's located in a small village about 2 hours from the city where I currently live. I first came to know this place when I was a child. My parents would take me there every summer vacation, and those visits became a cherished tradition. As I grew older, I started visiting on my own, seeking solace from the hustle and bustle of city life. When I'm there, I engage in various activities that connect me to my roots. I help my grandmother tend to her vegetable garden, learning about traditional farming methods. In the evenings, I often sit on the porch with my grandfather, listening to his stories about our family history and the village's past. These moments are invaluable to me as they help preserve our cultural heritage. I feel a strong sense of belonging to this place for several reasons. Firstly, it's where I formed some of my fondest childhood memories. The house itself is filled with family heirlooms and photographs that tell our story. Secondly, the slower pace of life there allows me to reconnect with myself and my values. It's a place where I can escape the pressures of modern life and find inner peace. Moreover, the sense of community in the village is unparalleled. Everyone knows each other, and there's a strong spirit of mutual support. This tight-knit community makes me feel like I'm part of something larger than myself, which is incredibly fulfilling. In essence, this place represents not just my personal history, but also my cultural identity. It's where I feel most authentically myself, surrounded by the love of family and the warmth of a community that has known me since childhood. That's why I feel such a profound sense of belonging there. Follow-up questions. How has this place changed over the years? Do you think it's important for people to have a place where they feel they belong? Sample answers. Over the years, the place has undergone some subtle changes while retaining its core essence. The village has seen some modernization, with improved roads and internet connectivity. However, the traditional architecture of my grandparents' house and the surrounding area has been carefully preserved. The community has made a concerted effort to balance progress with the preservation of their cultural heritage, which I find admirable. Absolutely, I believe having a place of belonging is crucial for one's well-being. It provides a sense of security and emotional stability that's essential in our fast-paced world. Such places serve as anchors in our lives, offering comfort during challenging times and a source of identity. They also foster a connection to our roots and help us understand our place in the world, which is invaluable for personal growth and self-awareness. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how do you think the concept of home has changed in recent years? Sample answer: the concept of home has undergone significant transformation in recent years, largely due to technological advancements and changing societal norms. With the rise of remote work, many people now have the flexibility to create a sense of home in multiple locations. This has led to a more fluid understanding of what constitutes a home. Moreover, the digital age has altered our perception of belonging. Social media and online communities allow people to form strong connections with others who share their interests, regardless of physical location. This has created a new dimension of home in the virtual space. However, I believe there's also been a countermovement valuing physical spaces and face-to-face interactions more. The COVID-19 pandemic, for instance, highlighted the importance of having a comfortable and functional living space, leading many to reassess their priorities when it comes to home. Ultimately, while the concept of home has become more diverse and personalized, the core need for a sense of belonging and security remains unchanged. The challenge now lies in balancing our digital and physical worlds to create a holistic sense of home. Question: do you think it's possible to feel a sense of belonging to more than one place? Sample answer: absolutely. I believe it's not only possible, but increasingly common in our globalized world to feel a sense of belonging to multiple places. This phenomenon, often referred to as having a global identity, is particularly prevalent among individuals who have lived in different countries or cultures. Each place we connect with offers a unique set of experiences and emotional ties. For instance, one might feel a strong sense of belonging to their hometown due to childhood memories and family connections, while simultaneously feeling at home in a city where they pursued higher education or built their career. This multifaceted sense of belonging can be incredibly enriching, allowing individuals to draw from diverse cultural experiences and perspectives. It fosters a more open-minded worldview and can enhance one's adaptability and intercultural communication skills. However, it's worth noting that managing multiple belongings can also present challenges. It might lead to a sense of rootlessness or cultural conflict in some cases. The key is to embrace the complexity of these multiple connections and see them as complementary rather than contradictory aspects of one's identity. In essence, feeling a sense of belonging to more than one place reflects the increasingly interconnected nature of our world and can be a source of personal growth and cultural understanding. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: sense of rootedness, noun titness, a feeling of being strongly connected to a place or community. Example: my sense of rootedness in my hometown helps me feel grounded wherever I go. To resonate with, phrasal verb resonate with, to have a particular meaning or importance for someone, to affect or appeal to someone in a personal or emotional way. Example: the traditional values of the village really resonate with my own beliefs. Sanctuary, churi, a place of refuge or safety. Example: my grandparents' house has always been a sanctuary for me during difficult times. To seek solace, to look for comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness. Example: I often seek solace in the peaceful atmosphere of my childhood home. Cultural heritage. Example: the legacy of physical artifacts and intangible attributes of a group or society that are inherited from past generations. Example: preserving our cultural heritage is crucial for maintaining our sense of identity. Tight-knit community, adjective noun, tetgenity, a group of people who have close relationships and strong bonds with each other. Example: the tight-knit community in my village always comes together to support one another in times of need. Examiner's advice: to score high in the IELTS speaking test when discussing a place where you feel a strong sense of belonging, use rich vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to emotions, places, and belongings. Provide specific examples. Don't just state facts, illustrate your points with personal anecdotes and detailed descriptions. Show depth of thought. Reflect on why you feel a sense of belonging and how it impacts you. maintain fluency, practice speaking on this topic to ensure smooth delivery without unnecessary pauses. Demonstrate range, use a variety of grammatical structures, from simple to complex sentences. Stay relevant, always keep your answers focused on the question asked, even when expanding on your ideas. Express opinions confidently. In part 3, don't hesitate to share your views on broader issues related to belonging and community. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is to communicate effectively while showcasing your language skills. Regular practice and exposure to English will help you achieve this goal. For more tips on IELTS preparation, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a person who is very supportive at work. Describe a situation when you felt very proud of your work. Describe a situation when you felt out of place. These resources can provide additional context and practice for expressing personal experiences and emotions in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.